It's the 18th annual Worldwide Toast to Harry Carey on Tuesday, March 4th. It's a week from tomorrow. March 4th. What word is that that I just said?
March
1st.
First.
Talk too fast. I'll start over again.
Yeah, let's start that one again. It'll probably go better the second time.
It's the 18th annual Worldwide Toast to Harry Carey. Join us on Tuesday, March 1st at Harry Carey's Italian Steakhouse in River North, where we will be broadcasting live from 3 to 7 p.m. At 6:30, we'll raise a glass to Harry and a toast led by Baseball Hall of Famer Ryan Sandberg and celebrities including Dutchie Carey, Ron Kittle, and Richard Dent. Fans also can enjoy some special pricing on bottles of Budweiser.
Mm, how about that?
And a progressive happy hour at all Harry Carey's locations during the broadcast. That's interesting. I can give you details on that, but I got to get the whole thing signed off on by lawyers. It's very interesting what's going to happen right there. Get details at WGNradio.com/events or on the Facebook page that is the Toast to Harry Facebook page. Just like that, and you'll get all these details.
What a cool event. So do you check in with other toasters around the world throughout the event? Is that part of it?
You'll see.
I never attend.
Yeah,
okay.
You'll see. It's very interesting. All I know is we've got lemurs at the Brookfield Zoo that are going to be toasting Harry on that day.
And we've confirmed they're not lemmings.
No, they're lemurs.
And they're not meerkats.
No.
They're lemurs. The
lemurs.
Monkey, the primate with the stripy tail. Like
yeah.
From Madagascar.
Uh-huh.
And they're very smart, and they know how to hold fake beer.
They're not only just smart, but apparently they're also big fans of Harry's.
Oh, good. Who isn't?
We gave them all Harry glasses, and whoa, you should see what a lemur does with a Harry Carey pair of glasses. Look out.
They're from the Brookfield Zoo, right?
Yeah.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah. The lemurs, and apparently the lemurs are very, they're...
curious?
They're spirited. Let's put it that way.
Oh, gosh.
Very, very, very spirited. And also, by the way, we're doing, speaking of the Harry Carey toast, we have a grand prize for the Beat Richard Roper contest that we're doing here. It's the Richard Roper Red Carpet Movie Challenge. Go to WGNradio.com as well for that. If you think that you can beat Richard Roper in his Oscar picks,
yeah,
and you do, grand prize winner gets a chance to join us for a VIP experience at that Toast to Harry next Tuesday, plus a great movie theme prize package.
It's not going to be easy to do, but boy, there's a nice prize there if you do it. I saw in the Sun-Times today, Richard has his picks. They're out there for a full review.
Oh, so you get to see what he's doing.
Get a little advanced knowledge of the competition.
All right, now let me throw a few other things at you right here,
mm-hmm.
since we're talking.
Between us girls.
Yes. But wait, mm-hmm. What?
No, that's not right.
Now, here's just a couple stories that have crossed the desk that I think are kind of interesting. There are two experiments in which researchers found that college students asked to sniff sweaty T-shirts were significantly more disgusted if they thought that the odoriferous nature originated from someone at a rival school other than their own.
So... yeah, so if somebody at an opposing school that you're not supposed to like or whatever, you don't
like
their smell.
You object?
To the whole situation. Ew.
It's disgusting. Who would participate?
This is science, Violetta. This is, if it weren't, and if you just went ew to everything, we wouldn't have.
This very important study.
I had a science experiment with the worm composition, so I know science.
Right, right. In eighth grade, did you have to cut
no,
open
actually,
a worm?
No, actually, I went to state, all right, Ro?
You went to the state science fair?
Yeah, I did. But anyway, okay, so they smelled dirty clothes.
And this is so odd.
Violetta on her
what
birthday.
What was the control
like,
group?
She's drinking already. All right, hold on a second.
I do notice she leaves her little traffic center a little extra today. I mean, I don't know if it's gift giving, gift exchange. I don't know what's going on.
I'm eating some cake.
I'm going to continue to read the story, and then you people can comment on it. All right, here we go. So the idea here is that it's this the results, I think, is actually a way that social groups perceive each other. Mm-hmm. And then the idea here is that if you smell somebody being funky,
mm-hmm.
if you like them or you somehow associate with them or you think they are on your team in some social grouping of some way, you're less disgusted by their body odor than if you don't.
See, I don't know about that. I lived in a house with it was a co-ed housing situation with like eight people, and a lot of them were athletes, and it was pretty funky in there. And I liked all these people, but it was disgusting.
But were they on your team?
Well, yeah, I guess. They went to the same school. So that's technically your team. But we came home and the cleats, everything.
The authors conclude this. More fundamentally, this is, by the way, from Sussex University in England. So mm-hmm. we're going to do it as
a British person.
Foppish British person. More fundamentally, the study reminds us that groups involve not only a gathering of minds, but also of sweaty, smelly, tactile bodies.
I guess it might be true that the person you're in love with, that maybe their sweat you don't mind as much.
Them to shower.
But you tell them to shower if they're like a roommate or if they're, I mean, I don't know. You don't.
I thought that sweat was supposed to be some sort of a pheromone, no?
If you already like someone, I think maybe it doesn't bother you as much.
I once had a guy, when I was like a teenager, mm-hmm. There was a guy that I knew who was from Violetta's familial part of the world.
Oh.
Violetta's from
Eastern
the Northwest side. Yeah,
oh.
But an Eastern European. Eastern European.
Pulaski, or are you on your tongue?
Same thing, though. The guy was on the Northwest side and from Eastern Europe.
Okay.
Who explained to me was, he goes, the women, they love the smell of you. Don't shower. Don't shower. Don't use deodorant. Don't shower. Because women, they like, it's a natural smell. They turn them on.
Yeah. My dad's the only male in the house, so he's...
Does he do that?
No. He has probably over deodorant, over cologne, over everything.
How did your dad get in the bathroom with all women?
Yeah, it's tough for him.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get two bathrooms eventually? Were you able to get two bathrooms in the house?
Yeah, but he still doesn't have access to it.
I see. I understand. We have three girls, and my dad, too, never got in the bathroom. One bathroom.
These students were asked to either consider themselves an individual or just a student. And after smelling the T-shirt worn by the research assistant the night, you know, for like a couple days straight, for a week straight, actually, those who thought of themselves as a student were less disgusted by those of them who thought of themselves as an individual. Isn't that interesting? It's like a team dynamic. No? Still nobody's going with me on this one.
I just think I can't get past the smelling the sweaty T-shirts. Even trying to find something good in that.
Yeah, it's like when something smells bad and someone's like, oh my God, this is terrible, smell it.
Right.
No,
you're like,
get out of here.
No, thank you. You don't need to.
This would be terrible at taking this test.
I would be the control group that's smelling Downy.
That's a good point. That would be good.
Do you like this person or not? Yeah, I love them. I love it. It's a
is there a snuggly bear somewhere?
I don't understand a word of what just happened there.
But you're single, so when you date, do you find that the sweat thing bothers you?
Are we talking to me?
Yeah.
I don't go around smelling people, really.
Well, sometimes you can't avoid it.
Well, in that case, then yes, it would bother me.
You don't. Let me tell you something right now. You got to smell bad. You got to get all sweaty. Don't shower for 5-6 days.
The man
and
sweat.
then they're going to love you. They're going to smell your essentialness.
Because there is a study that talks about that when you're talking about somebody you may or may not be attracted to. That women who smell the T-shirts, the sweaty T-shirt, would like the person who has an immune system different than their own, or immune genes, response genes, well, different from their own. So there's something there.
I think there's I think that that's true. I think that we do, in some ways, in our brains function in a, there's only about 2%. This is a, you know, pretty consistent thing. Mm-hmm. There's only 2% of all of the data that our brains are capable of taking in by sight, sound, smell, mm-hmm. tactile, feeling it. That is actually being processed in a conscious way.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
That's
about 2%. There's 98% because there's over a billion things a second that are being processed that we are experiencing.
Well, and scent is so powerful. I mean, I think about like the perfume my mom wore when I was little would remind me of them going out. And I smell it to this day, Chanel No. 5. I smell it to this day and remember that moment. That they, this is mom and dad are going out.
Do you remember when they would come home and there would be the hint of Chanel No. 5 and alcohol on their breath? That was always
we were
nice
in bed. We were in bed for that. But so
they're coming and kissing. Good night. I love you.
I'm sure that happened on occasion. But
yeah. That was always a nice smell. Like I don't know what this says about me, but I do know this, that smell. And my mom wore Chanel No. 5, too. When uh-huh. they would come home, she would reek of Chanel No. 5 in a martini, and I would think to myself, my God, they're home.
It doesn't smell the same going out as it does coming in.
It was a nicer smell, actually, because they were home.
Oh, that's, see, there you go. Now, yeah.
As far as you know.
mix those together, and it's your childhood.
Yeah.
Happy All memories. Right.
Anyway, I don't know. Somehow, I'm just telling you that you're able to pick this stuff up, and I do believe that you can, your attraction or desire to mate with somebody also does have to do with that smell. I think it does. Now, Violetta, it's like, I don't want to smell anybody.
With the BO smell, are you
that's
saying?
That's what it
just
is.
Just a natural
it's sweat.
Smell, whatever the natural smell is.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is, people, if you like someone, you won't hold it against them too much that they have BO. If you don't like someone, then it's like, ew. Right?
I guess, but
what do you need a study to tell you that for?
He's talking about members of a team in a college, or not even people that you're involved with. You know,
I know, but everyone's going to, if you, you know, obviously if you have some connection to the person, you know, that there's just not someone on the street, you're going to be a little bit more open to accepting them, even with the BO.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
I don't think Ro is.
No, I'm not. I live in a bubble. I'm wearing
your bubble suit.
I'm wearing a full. There's been some sort of a thermonuclear and or biological threat kind of outfit.
Really? Are you sure you don't have BO, Ro?
I'm pretty sure I don't. Yes, because okay. One would have to sweat to have that happen. Blackhawks tickets. I got a pair of them coming.
That is funny.
In about 25 minutes, right here on 720 WGN. Plus, you get registered to win Four Season tickets for next year as well, courtesy of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing for all the right reasons. Four Seasons. Find them online at FourSeasonsHeatingCooling.com or on Facebook. Violetta Padromedic, who it's her birthday. She smells lovely. Everybody around her
Thanks.
Smells
she
lovely.
Does. She looks lovely too.
Yeah, she looks lovely. Thanks. Very springy. Here
I
she
hear
goes.
She loves Chanel number 5.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. I was going to go get that for her.
I like hint, martinis hint. Too.
Just go to your Ooh. Mom's house and steal some.
Yeah. Could I bring a bottle repackage? Of vodka and some Chanel.
From 1978. I think you're really going to like it.